This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. President Draupadi Murmu has said that Indian citizens represent the fourth largest community in Portugal, serving as a bridge between the two cultures and contributing to the country's economy. President Draupadi Murmu said this while addressing the Key to the City of Lisbon ceremony yesterday. The president added that guided by Vasudeva Kutumbakam to build a Viksit Bharat in 2047, India will continue to work towards a sustainable world where it sees Portugal as a reliable partner. Earlier yesterday, President Murmu held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, in Lisbon. In a joint media address after the meeting, President Murmu described the India-Portuguese ties as historic, which are now being developed as modern and multidimensional partnership.
भारत पुर्तगाल संबंध ऐतिहासिक है ये संबंध लगातार मजबूत होते रहे हैं और अब ये एक आधुनिक बहुआयामी और गतिशील पार्टनरशिप के रूप में विकसित हो रहे हैं लगातार उच्च स्तरीय यात्राओं से इन संबंधों को मजबूती मिली है और बढ़ती वाणिज्यिक सहभागिता से ही इन्हें सहयोग मिला है हमारे रिश्ता आपसी विश्वास समझ और मुख्य हितों के मुद्दों पर एक दूसरे के समर्थन पर आधारित है
The president said she held wide-ranging and constructive talks with her Portuguese counterpart while covering various areas of bilateral relations. Both the countries have agreed to strengthen partnership in several areas including trade, renewable energy, IT, startup, innovation, skilled mobility and pharmaceuticals. President Murmu reached Lisbon this morning on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government is deploying an electronic surveillance system to safeguard the country's borders and that technology will be used to detect and dismantle underground cross-border tunnels to thwart infiltration by terrorists into Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing the BSF personnel during a visit to border outpost Vinay near the international border in the Hiranagar sector of Kathua district yesterday, Mr. Shah lauded the contribution of the force and praised the troops for performing their duties in challenging circumstances. Ministry of Defence has inked 2,385 crore rupee contract with Bharat Electronics Limited, Bengaluru, for acquisition of electronic warfare suites and aircraft modification kits for Mi-17 V-5 helicopters. This state-of-the-art electronic warfare suite will considerably enhance operational survivability of the helicopters in hostile environment. Defence Ministry said in a statement that majority of sub-assemblies and parts will be sourced from indigenous manufacturers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday and exchanged perspectives on the Indo-Pacific, the Indian subcontinent, Europe, West Asia and the Caribbean. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they agreed on the importance of the early conclusion of the bilateral trade agreement. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal has said that the proposed Maritime Development Fund to be set up with a corpus of 25,000 crore rupees is expected to generate 1.5 lakh crore investment in the maritime sector by 2030. He said the fund is expected to boost shipbuilding, ship repairs, financing, recycling, creation of shipbuilding clusters and promotion of inland waterways in the country. The union minister was addressing a function organized to mark the steel cutting ceremony of two green tugs to be constructed under the government's Green Tug Transition Programme at the Cochin Shipyard last evening. In the IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 222, Mumbai managed to score 209 for 9 in their allotted 20 overs. For RCB, Krunal Pandya was the standout bowler, taking 4 wickets including 3 in the final over of the match. For the home side, Tilak Verma was the top scorer with 56 runs off 29 balls, albeit in a losing cause. And that is the end of this news bulletin.